The FBI is coming under fire this morning for its use of national security letters. These are letters that the government sends out to secretly obtain telephone, email, and financial records in what are described as national security cases. Today, the Justice Department Inspector General says the FBI improperly and in some cases illegally used those letters to obtain personal information. NPR's Ari Shapiro is covering this case. And Ari, how does this work? And what's an example in which a national security letter would be used? Who would send it?
Well, if I'm a phone company, an internet company, or a library, and I get a national security letter from the FBI, I basically have to hand over the personal records that the FBI is requesting. I can't tell anyone that I'm handing them over, and there's no court involvement. So they're basically issued by the FBI alone, and they're issued...
They don't have to go to a judge and get permission
exactly.
And prove that there's a good reason to get this information. They
right.
just ask for it.
Right. And under the Patriot Act, which was reauthorized last year, the FBI is able to use these under a wider range of circumstances for more people. And according to this IG report, the Inspector General report, there have been many, many more national security letters issued post-9/11 than pre-9/11, and in the last couple of years, they've been used more and more on American citizens.
Now, I've heard the Justice Department defend these letters by saying, we're just sending out a letter requesting information. We're not forcing people to do things. Is that really what happens?
Well, they say that these are a crucial part of law enforcement. You have to follow them. If
you
receive a national security letter, yeah, you have to hand over the information. The problem is, according to the Inspector General's report this morning, the FBI has been consistently violating its own policies about these national security letters. For example, they report to Congress about how many they have sent out. They apparently underreported to Congress by about 20%.
Mm.
According to this report, the FBI frequently sends out these exigent letters, which basically say, we need this information now and we'll follow up with a national security letter. In some cases, they never followed up. There were also instances where the FBI got information using these national security letters that they are not allowed to have under the law. So it's a pretty troubling, especially to civil liberties groups, pattern of misuse of this law.
I guess it's one thing if they're breaking a rule here and there while really investigating a national security case. Are there cases, though, where they were actually going after personal information that wasn't even relevant to national security?
Yeah. According to this report, there were more than a dozen cases in which they got phone records, email records, or other records that just did not relate to a national security investigation at all.
How's the Justice Department explaining all this?
Well, they're saying these shortcomings are unacceptable. They're saying some changes have already been made, more will be made to fix these problems. They are thanking the Inspector General for conducting this investigation, although actually the White House initially objected to the part of the Patriot Act that allowed the Inspector General to carry out these investigations every year. And on Capitol Hill, we're also seeing a lot of outrage from both Republicans and Democrats who say these kinds of problems are inexcusable and there has to be something done about it.
That's the standard procedure, is it not? When you get a report like this, you say, okay, we're on top of it, we're working on it. Talk to you later.
That certainly seems to be the case today.
NPR Justice reporter Ari Shapiro, thanks very much.
You're welcome.